Hi, Carlos. It's
Hey,
me, Minnie,
how's
now with Local Slush. It's good. How are you? You sound busy. I won't keep you long. I promise. I just wanted to see, did you ever get an opportunity to talk with your wife yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so she said she was going to start the Facebook page and the Yelp
okay.
and everything. And
But
she did mention, like, because she's been, like, researching and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to wait till, like, everything is completed because she's stating that there's other platforms that we could use if needed to.
Meaning,
yeah,
like
so,
what?
No, it's because I let her know, like, hey,
uh-huh.
she wants to know because apparently there's one spot left, and she just told me, like we never do anything rushed, so
yeah,
and
of
it
course.
Worked out for us. So
mm-hmm.
I think today in the morning I seen her starting a page. So
oh,
if
good.
We can get everything done by today, I'll give you a call,
yeah.
and if we're able to, you know, do something, then great. But my wife, she's like, she likes to do everything at faces, but she's pretty quick on it. But she's like
yeah.
the type that, you know, she doesn't feel a pressure. Like, she's not like
yeah.
that, you know.
And I don't like to pressure people either. That's why, like, you know what I mean? If it was a pressured call, I would have been like, get her on the phone right now. Can you call her right now? Like, you know what I mean? And I don't do that. Like,
yeah,
to me, everything's got to line up, you know?
No, and I explained to her, you know.
And you both have to be comfortable. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
She was just like, you know what? Like, if I create the pages, because Yelp,
uh-huh.
I think it takes like a day or a couple
it might
hours
take like
to verify you.
Yeah, because it could take up to a day sometimes. It depends, right? So whatever makes you guys comfortable too. So the thing with Yelp, just, and I'm sure she'll be aware of this too, but with Yelp, once she creates the free listing, they might offer her, okay, just an FYI, oh, we'll give you, and this just happened to someone recently that I talked to. So they did a free listing on Yelp. This was prior to me speaking with them. It was for the roofing business. And what happened was they're like, yeah, I created a free listing on Yelp, but they gave me Yelp ads for free to try out for 30 days. And I told them, did you put a credit card on file in order for them to give you that? They're like, yeah. And I said, because they're going to start dinging your card once the 30 days are up. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah. So just be aware, even though it's free ads, but you
no,
have to put
trust
a
me,
form
I'm
of payment 100%. Information down.
No, yeah, my
know?
Wife told me exactly what you said. She already knew. She's like, it's just that.
Yeah,
she's
on it then. Good.
She wants to have these sites open because she says she's going to call Yelp because last time that's what we did. We called them and they verified me right away.
Yeah.
I just had to send them like a couple more things to
mm-hmm.
speed up the process. But I remember last time we were able to get it in that same day when we
yeah.
did it in the morning.
It shouldn't take too long. It really shouldn't. And then, so that's good that she's on it. You know what I mean? So she already knows like how it works, which is, you know, you're really lucky to have her, you know, in your corner. You know what I mean? To assist you with all of this. Some business owners, they don't have someone to help them. And it's like you're working and you're trying to manage all of this, you know? So I'm glad. I'm really, really glad that you have her, you know? So
no, and I also explained to her.
Yeah.
I also explained to her because I ask questions when I go to, like, barber shops or any place. I ask the guy, like, hey,
yeah.
I saw your company on Google. Like, how much do you pay for that? And I think he told me, like, oh, I pay, like, $150. And I'm like, okay, but he's like, you could pay more if you want more, you know? It's just the radius. So
yeah.
I already asked, like, I've been doing my research, so when you gave me that number, it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
like, too, it wasn't as bad as, because I started doing the math, if I do different advertisement, it's going to add up to more, and I have
yeah.
to manage all these things, so.
So even
the fact
with.
That you guys manage everything for me, I just got to
yeah.
put some effort on my part.
Yeah.
We're okay with that. She just feels more comfortable once the Facebook page is already up. That's
like have those done. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Yelp, she'll be, because she'll feel, it's because, I don't know if I told you this, but we got scammed once before, and it took a lot for us to, like, get our information back and our money back, and it was because
we didn't
do our
research. Was someone like marketing you on Google or what?
Yeah, it was something not like you, but it was like hey, like we want to help your business, and they said like all the right things, and they even told me like, hey, we see you here, and I was just like, whoa, okay, and like I said, I wasn't like the amount that they wanted wasn't ridiculous, so I went ahead and I never heard anything back, and it was one of those things where like I was like, okay, like you know, I struck out my first time at bat, but I'm not gonna give up, so. Luckily, I have customers that keep me busy, but like I said.
Which is a blessing, you know. But I'll tell you this, you know, one thing is this, right? Please don't ever feel pressured by me. When we talk about categories being available, right? I mean, this one specifically is for handyman. But here's the thing too, right? There's so many different categories. Like there's categories, you can only imagine, like flooring, roofing, just so many different services. You know what I mean? So it's not like if the handyman one wasn't available, we can look to see what other ones might be open, even if it's just one service that you offer, and then we get you found for all of them. So it depends on the category, right? So don't feel like, oh, man, I'm going to lose out on an opportunity, because I'll dig to see what else might be out there. I'm glad
I understand.
And I definitely, like I said, I would never, ever want you to do anything without you and your wife being both 100%. On board. Okay. I'm married and my husband knows
that.
Like, and I tell him like, hey, Anthony, you know, not right now. Like, let's kind of do some research. Let's look to see, you know, what other, cause especially like with my husband, he's just one of those like, yeah, I'll just pay it. And I'm like, no, you need do your research. See what else is out there. Like he's trying to get, my husband does dialysis and he's trying to get like a whole new grill, right? Because the dialysis has really messed up his mouth.
Okay.
And I'm not even joking. My husband found someone on TikTok, went to Long Beach, and I'm like, I was over here having like a batatus because I'm like, oh my God, they're going to, and I told him, don't you sign anything, nothing. And I looked him up on Yelp. I looked him up on Google, and you know how much they want to charge him for teeth? $48,000. $48,000. And I told him, that's like a down payment on a house. That's like a whole new car. Like you, there's other places, like you went all the way to Long Beach. Like, come on, dude. And he's like, well, I just wanted to see what they would say. And I'm like, you didn't sign nothing. And I even called him. I said, listen, my husband does not have the capability to sign up for anything. Like I am the sole provider. He's on disability. Like he doesn't have authorization. Like I had to call them and kind of give him that heads up. Cause you know, they try to put you in a, like they were ready to run his credit. I'm like, oh no. you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why I told him, like, you got to do your research and like, there's other places, you know, but it happens, right? So that's why I say I'm a firm believer. Both of you have to be on board because I wouldn't want anyone in the doghouse, you know? So.
No, yeah, I understand.
Number, Carlos, if anything, reach out to me, no matter what. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know.
I just had one question.
Yeah, sorry.
Once I get the Yelp and the business page, like, running and I call you, how fast am I going to be able to see what you guys are doing? Like, for example, like, when would I know that
timeline.
You guys.
Let me share that timeline with you. Absolutely.
Okay.
So, when it comes to, for example, the Facebook ads, right, those are visible within 7 to 14 days, okay? If we're building you the website, same thing, 7 to 14 days. Those are visible. They're already published, okay? The directory submission happens within 5 to 7 days. Now, what we always state, and this is written in our terms and conditions, what we send to you in writing, getting you verified, creating the Google Business Profile, right, optimizing it to the first page and managing it there, no matter what, I'm always going to stick to the timeline of 60 to 90 days, what's written in our terms and conditions, even when I've seen it happen sooner, okay, because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. So I will never tell you that this happens overnight. It is a process. But because we are a channel partner to Google, we can get it done a lot faster as opposed to companies that aren't. So when you're a Google channel partner, you have a direct contact with Google. Okay? So if there's any issues, we have someone we can contact. That's the difference when you work with a company that's not, because it takes them like 6 months. Okay? So I safely always say this, the first month, even though a lot of it is the programming, that's not to say that you won't get some calls, right? Because you might, because with the directory submission and then with the Facebook ads and the website being live sooner. But the second month is when I'm going to say when you're going to feel the strength of the program. And I'd rather be transparent with you like that, because to me, you realistically, you got to know. I've had some people that have told me, well, someone said, I'll be on the first page within 2 days. I said their pants are on fire, because even if they were doing Google ads, it still is going to take 7 to 14 days. There's no way they would be visible in 2 days. That's they're telling you stories, you know? And I'm sure you probably talk with a lot of people trying to offer you, you know, the online marketing on Google too. And you'll hear so much stuff. Like, and I'm glad that you even shared, you know, that you've asked like the guy where you get your haircut, right? So if he's paying $150, that's someone who's basically doing what I would call a local only package. A local only package is mainly for businesses like barbershops, you know, because those guys are reaching more of their local area, right? They're not really trying to reach someone in another county to come to their shop to get a haircut. You know what I mean? Especially now.
Yes.
What are haircuts now? Like, I think my nephew pays like $35. I was like, crazy.
No, they're like 50, 60 now.
No way. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's insane. I remember when I used to, like, my brother would go get his haircut for like $7 when he was a kid.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you my age right now, but yeah. So you think someone's going to spend money on gas, you know, to drive what, 20 miles away to go get a haircut? Nah. So that's why barbers, they're going to market where the local is for them. You know what I mean? So I can see why he would pay like $150, but he's right.
No,
depending
and he
on,
did tell me that he's like, I'm not number one. He's like, I'm probably number four, number five. And
yeah.
Like, if you want to be in the top spot, you got to pay that money. And I was like, okay, cool.
Well, and I'll tell you this. No one out there, not even Google, can tell you, Carlos, that you'll be number one or you're going to be number six or you're going to be number five, right? Because it goes by Google's algorithm, okay? The keyword, the search phrases, where they're performing the search from, you know? So no one can promise you like a number one or number two spot or anything like that. So it's not like, and again, I'm probably telling you my age, but I don't know if you ever knew like the yellow pages or the white pages, right?
Yeah.
So those books, if you noticed, everyone started their business with the letter A because they wanted to be in the first pages, right? Triple A, double A, right? Google doesn't work like that. It's all by keyword search terms, okay? So that's where the difference is. So yeah, I would never offer you Google ads because again, you would have to invest a lot of money to even get a good conversion out of that. I think with the package I'm offering you is a better fit for you. And then once you have more revenue, you know what I mean? You want to expand. You have opportunities to always upgrade into other programs. But I definitely think for you, as far as like where you're at right now with the business, this is the better package to start with. Okay.
So just to confirm, you said it would take 60 to 90 days to have everything.
60 to 90 days, I would say, with the first page placement. In total, I mean, first month, a lot of it is the programming. But remember, because the local listing, because you're going through the verification process, right, and then creating that profile and then optimizing it, it can take 60 to 90 days, right? So that's why I always stick to that timeline. I mean, there's times I've seen it happen in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't even tell you that, because what happens if I, like, I know me, right? If someone told me, hey, it's going to take 3 weeks and say it's now not 21 days, but 22 days, and I'm barely on that first page, you know I'm going to be on the phone with you saying, hey, Nadine, you told me 3 weeks, 21 days. It's day 22 and I'm barely on the first page, right? You're going to hold me to that. So that's why I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. And it's what's written in our terms and conditions. So I can't make that up, you know?
Right. Okay.
So that's why I always stick with a safe timeline. Because, you know, when it happens sooner, well, then much happier you will be, right?
Honestly, but for me, it wasn't about the sooner. It was about the, like, the communication. Because me, people have told me I'm really good at communicating. And for me, I just wanted to know, like, hey, once I set everything up and
like, what does it look like?
Like, what am I going to see something on my Facebook? Say like, hey, someone's on your Facebook doing this. Like, those
yeah, you want to be aware. So we send you notifications, right? Like you're notified as steps are being processed and completed. So like you're notified when the Facebook ads are live, the website, when you're listed on the first page. So we keep you in the loop, right? Because we want you to be aware of the work that we're doing too. And then also you have like, they do what they call like within 2 weeks, you get a follow-up call like, hey, this is where we're at. Just kind of like, you know, someone giving you, you know, like updates, right?
Yes.
Within the 2 weeks. One thing is when we get it set up, we like to get things moving. So the next thing would be scheduling what we call a client interview and onboarding, which is really the most important, Carlos, because that's when you talk to the technician about your keywords, your search terms, you know, the Facebook ads. It's where they go over more in detail with you, and that appointment is the most important. And that appointment typically takes 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, because it does depend on how many questions or additional details, you know what I mean? And so they want to make sure that everything is taken care of in that appointment. And that appointment, I say, I like to schedule it as soon as we can based on our availability as well as yours, you know? Because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving too. Okay? But
right.
Remember, you
also
people, have... Go
right.
ahead.
How many people have access to this?
So we have a team within our department that's dedicated to it, right? You also have access, and your wife, because you guys are going to have what we call the client dashboard and onboarding. It's the client dashboard where you guys will have a login. It's a username and a password. Both of you can log into it and actually track your results. We encourage it because we don't want you just taking our word for it, okay? But we have a good team here that's dedicated to it. I mean, we have several agents. They're part of the customer service department. I mean, you can imagine how many businesses we serve, but we do everything in-house. We don't send it outside somewhere to be, you know, outsourced. We do it all within our company.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Carlos, you have my contact info. You know, once you guys are ready, just feel free and please reach out. Okay.
No, I will. Thank you. I appreciate all that.
All right. You are so welcome. Yeah, of course. Listen, I'll let you get back to work, you know, because I don't want to keep you longer either, right? So I'll wait to hear back from you guys. You are so welcome. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, Carlos. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.